Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we come on this morning, rejoicing in the God of our salvation, embracing the gifts of a brand new day, confessing every sin of omission and commission, and giving you all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. We are grateful for another opportunity to proclaim your name in all of the earth. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for life, for health, and for strength. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, thanking you for it, and now we release this day back into your loving and caring arms, and we thank you for your manifold manifestations in our lives. Thank you. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church did say amen again. Top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King. Jesus Christ is Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome each and every one of you to our platform. Amen. Glory be to God. Church on Conference, which seems to be quite normal in today's time, but we were here before it became normal. Amen. Celebrating, amen, 13 and a half years, amen, of service in the Lord's kingdom. We invite you, please have a seat at the table. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. The first time we call you visitor, the second time we call you family and friends, continue to come back, bring somebody else with you. Amen. You can visit our archives at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Amen. And we have thousands, like literally thousands of messages, of teachings, of preaching. Thousands. Hey, glory be to God. And it's all free for right now. We don't know what tomorrow going to say. Amen. But right now it's all free. Please also visit our website at lifewithjesusamen.org and find out more about our ministry. And we thank God, amen, for you being here on today. Amen. We want to draw your attention this morning to the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4, and I'm going to read, and read with me, take notes. Glory be to God. When we encourage you, amen. We are any man that be in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man, that means one man, be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That means that once we are born again, we ought to be teachable. We ought to be coachable. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we do some preaching on in this ministry, but we do mostly teaching. Okay? Why? Because if you are a born-again believer, you need to be taught. Glory be to God. All right? So if you're being taught, that means you need to come as a student. Amen? To learn. To learn. To learn. To learn. Amen? Because God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. All right? So we encourage you. Sometimes you can't always have your Bible. Sometimes you just want to listen because faith cometh by hearing. And sometimes it's hard for people to take notes and read and all that at the same time. We realize that. So at least come with paper and pencil. At least come with a voice recorder. At least come so you can take the scriptures, amen, jot down, amen, some nuggets, and then always, you can always go back and revisit it, okay? So we encourage you, please come. Go to the dollar store, get yourself a little notebook, okay? the black and white composition books. I think you can get 2 for $1, okay? And let that be exclusively for your Bible notes, all right? Okay, bless the Lord. First Peter chapter number 4, and I'm going to read beginning in verse number 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We're teaching, amen, from a subject, amen, where we have been all week on our teachings. We build up, okay? We can't give it all to you in one teaching, okay, one time. Okay, so we give you to you in segments. We teach in themes. Why? Because you learn better. We build. Today's teaching builds up on yesterday's teaching. Okay, and this is how this is how teaching works. Okay, so our subject today is don't be placed on the scarcity list. Do not be placed on the scarcely list, beloved. And as we will see, as we investigate some scriptures on this morning, and I'm going to be giving you quite a few scriptures today, amen, so you can study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And beloved, as we probably already know, and as the scripture has already forewarned us, that those who are committed to the Lord's kingdom are scarce. And the Bible encourages us not to be one of them. Glory be to God. So the Bible tells us, beloved, that judgment will begin. Judgment will begin not at the speakeasy, not at the bar, not at the whorehouse, not at the gambling house. Not at the drug house. The Bible tells us, beloved, amen, that judgment will begin in God's house. Ooh. And if it begins with us, if the judgment is going to begin with the righteous, quote unquote, those who say they love Jesus, those who say they're born again, those who say they're living for Jesus, walking with Jesus, if judgment is going to begin with us, then the scripture says, what will be the end of those who reject God's good news? Judgment. Amen. I want to give you, amen, a couple scriptures on that today, beloved. Amen. Give us something to feed our souls on today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 All right. So we already have 1 Peter 4 and 17. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Okay. If we have to carry weight here, well, those who do not know the Lord. And God already knows that. This is why God has already made a way. But you have to believe and you have to receive. And it's more than just talking. You got to be walking with him in the spirit. For we walk by faith and not by sight. If you live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27 says this. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, And after this comes judgment. Everybody going to be judged. Every soul is going to be judged. Every soul, beloved, beyond the age of accountability. What do I mean by that? Okay, well, little babies are not going to be judged. Okay, little children that die for whatever reason, okay, they're not going to be judged, okay, because they're not at the age of accountability. Okay, but once you get past that age of accountability, you're going to be judged. God has given all of us a conscience. You don't have to be born again. You know what's right and what's wrong because God has given you that ability. That's why he gave us a conscience. Okay? So all of us, saved and unsaved, everybody's going to be judged. Let us go down to the book of Romans, chapter number 2, verse number 3. But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? And we know it's a lot of that going on. You have a mote in your own eye and you trying to take the beam out of somebody else's eye. We judging people for the same things we doing. The same things. Glory be to God. You might be doing it in a different way, in a different style, a different flavor. Glory be to God. But all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Glory be to God. Let us look in Matthew chapter number 12, verse number 36. But I tell you, careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. Beloved, we are not off the hook because we're born again and we can say whatever we want to say and do whatever we want to do. Okay? Now, your sins are forgiven when you come to Christ. Glory be to God. All right, God has given you a fresh page. You're starting over new. Glory be to God. But he's here. He hears everything you say. Our salvation is not a license to sin and do what we want to do and say what we want to say. It ain't your body. Number one, it's the Lord's body. See? And he says here in the word, and that's all we got to go by, and this is enough. He says every word that we speak, glory be to God, that we're going to have to give an account. See, your words can be a blessing or a curse. Sometimes, beloved, glory be to God, we don't talk enough, but most times we talk too much, and we're saying the wrong things when we're talking. That's why the Bible says, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Some of us need to stop and pray before we speak. He says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. See, and we just throwing out words and cutting other people off and trying to get something in. Maybe you need to be silent and praying right now and say, God, when I open my mouth to say something, help it to be the right thing. And God, if I don't have to speak right now, help me to keep my mouth shut. You don't have to talk to consider yourself wise. Sometimes, beloved, you're wise by keeping your mouth shut. Glory be to God. Matthew's, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. What did we just read here? Okay, so we did the Matthew's 12 and 36. Okay, let us go down to, let us stay in Matthew's right now. Let us go to 11:24. Nevertheless, I say unto you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah was terrible. And for some of you that's not familiar with the story, I advise you to pick up your Bible today amen, and do a little bit of reading. But the Lord says in the day of judgment, Solomon and Gomorrah going to have it going on pretty good, amen, compared to what some others are going to be enduring. Oh, baby, you're going to pay the piper one way or another. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You cannot twist God's hands to bless you. The wages of sin is death. See? And so this is why God says, look, come to me, confess your sins, I'll forgive your sins. Because when we don't confess our sins and keep our hearts soft, what happens is our hearts become hardened. See? And then if it gets too hard, the Lord puts you in the class that he considers reprobate. Reprobate people, amen, are unforgivable. Unforgivable. God has given you up. That's what reprobate means. And you have so many so-called Christians in the reprobate stage. Why? Because they just refuse, amen, to go with the flow. They refuse to say yes to the Lord. It's like when Moses was going before Pharaoh to let God's people go. Every time Moses came, Pharaoh's heart became hard. His heart should have became softer, but it became harder. And that's how some people are. With God's word, instead of God's word making their heart soft and tender, they become hard and stiff-necked. And the same way God allowed Pharaoh to go down, it ain't but one other way you're going to go, up or down, baby. Glory be to God. Let us look in St. John, chapter number 3, verse number 19. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loveth the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. We taught on this for 2 days already this week, about light and darkness. Glory be to God. Those that are living in darkness, if they remain in darkness, they remain under the judgment. You got to come up out from out of darkness. Sinner man, you got to come out from out of darkness. So-called believer, you can't live in dark and light. Now, what is it going to be? See, but as long as you remain in darkness, well, you can, you know, hide your sins or try to hide your sins. You can hide your sins from people, but you can't hide not a thing from God, because God seeth everything. His light is so bright, baby. In him is no darkness at all, not even a speck of darkness. His light overpowers all that. See, judgment is inevitable. Amen. Unless you turn while there's time to turn. Glory be to God. Let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 31. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. See. Judgment begins in the house of God, but if you begin to judge yourself right now, God, show me myself the way you see me. God, show me if I'm right. Show me if I'm wrong. God, help me to see this thing right. Help me to see it straight. Help me to see it with clean spiritual eyes. God, I see the flaw in those people over there, and I want to pray for them right now. But while I'm praying for them, help, show me the flaw in me. I see where they sin. Show me where I'm sinning. I see where they coming short. Show me where I'm coming short. That's what it means to judge yourself, beloved. You got to humble yourself. God, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lord, show me my areas of weaknesses. Show me my strengths. Show me my weaknesses. Show me where I need to come up. Show me where I need to change. No one has arrived, baby girl, baby boy. Ain't not a one of us.
Not a one. You could be the apostle, the bishop, the pastor. I don't call you the pope. I don't care what title you give yourself. Not one of us have arrived. There's always room for growth and improvement. There's always room. See? Glory be to God. And sometimes we so anxious to get with people. Yeah, well, when I get with them, I'm going to tell them they wrong. I'm going to tell them this. I'm going to tell them, okay, all right, fine. Pray about it first. But why are you waiting to get with them? Let the Lord get with you. Let the Lord get with you. Glory be to God. What about put yourself in that situation? Oh, I'm telling you. It's surreal, baby. It's surreal. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us go down. Let us look in. Write this scripture down. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 14. For God will bring every act to judgment. Everything which is hidden, whether it be good or evil. I think I need to read that one again. For God will bring every act to judgment. Underline that word every. Everything which is hidden. Huh? To the man, where you going to run to? Whether it is good or evil. See. Thank God for the good. And we need to be confessing and repenting on the evil. Why? Because we all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. We all naughty by nature. See? And God sees everything. And the stuff that we trying to get away with, we trying to play God. How you going to play God like God don't see? Now, we know we try to get over on one another. Don't nobody really know what's going on in your heart, in your house. Don't nobody know. You can hide that from family and friends. But how you think you're going to play God and do stuff? God said everything done in the secret shall be exposed in the light. Everything done in the dark going to be exposed to the light. Everything done in the secret is going to be exposed publicly. And you're going to be judged for it. Why? Because you ain't asked God to forgive you. You think you're smarter than him? Glory be to God. Let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Woo! Pastor Bradford, what you think about the abortion rights? Okay, why? Oh, good question. Thank you. Yeah, it's a woman's right to choose. It's a woman's right to choose. It's her body. No, she ready to pay the consequences. See? Everything you do in your body, I don't care what it is, The Bible says here that, beloved, we're going to appear before the judgment seat. It ain't your thing. Do what you want to do. You can't tell me who to sock it to. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. God lives in you. You can't go knocking boots with anybody you want to knock with and doing all type of ungodly stuff. Oh, you can. Oh, you got, no, I ain't going to say you can't. If you want to live that way, live that way. You want to die that way, die that way. Just know that you're going to stand before the judgment. Yeah. Judgment begins in the house of God, especially for those of us who know better. See, because the saved and the unsaved going to be judged, beloved, glory be to God, huh? But you know better. It's going to start with you. You can't push your neighbor up or to them first. No, God said, no, you want first. Glory be to God. Let us look in St. John, chapter number 3, verse number 18. John 3:18, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of our only begotten Son of God. If you believe in God, that means you're going to confess your sins. You ain't going to wait until it's time to go to bed, because you don't know if you're going to make it to bed that night. I know with me personally, look, I'm talking to God all day. While I'm driving, while I'm washing the dishes, in the shower, hey, God, forgive me, God, forgive me. I did the wrong thing. Forgive me if I was slowful. Look, I'm keeping my slate clean. When God open, beloved, I ain't going to be getting ready. I'm going to be ready. That's all I'm going to say. And I want to encourage you to have the same mindset. Glory be to God. If you believe, then that means you're going to do what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do. And then you don't have to worry about judgment. At least not the evil part of it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at this, beloved. Luke chapter number 9, verse number 62. Luke 9:62. Jesus said unto him, no one having putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I'll read that one more time. We got a couple minutes here. Jesus said unto him, no one having putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, we're going forward. Brother Paul said, I press forward. We're not going backwards. We're not even standing still. Glory be to God. Our ears are open. Our eyes are open. Our heart is open. Our spirit is open. Lot's wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. If your salt has lost its flavor, the Bible says you are cast out, amen, and good for nothing. We don't want to be good for nothing. We want to be good for something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Putting his hand to the plow. So you started out with him. You started out, but you got weary and well-doing. You started out, amen, glory be to God, but you threw in the towel. You became discouraged. You started following the crowd, amen. Your face started dwindling, glory be to God. You're going to be judged, baby. You're going to be judged. You're going to be judged if you keep going, if you're going to be judged if you stop. You're going to be judged if you do good, if you're going to be judged if you do bad. Everybody, don't, it ain't personal. Everybody going to be judged. It's just how you going to score. How you going to score? Glory be to God. It ain't up to God. See, everybody is not fit for God's kingdom. Now, you have some people out there, they hire anybody that's ready to work. Anybody. Come on and get a job, $10 an hour, telemarketer. They don't care. Okay, whatever. Everybody's not fit for the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Those who turn their back on Christ, the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians that they have become enemies to the cross of Christ. They have become enemies to the cross of Christ. Come on back to Jesus. Get your sins covered, amen, and start all over again. Let's start doing your first works all over again. He is gracious and merciful. Every day that you have life is another opportunity. Every day that you have life. But you're not going to have life every day on this side. That's what you got to get into your spirit, baby, that there's a day to be born, there's a day to die. Sure enough, as you was born, sure enough, you're going to die. See, you didn't know when you was born, and you don't know when you're going to die either. But it don't have to be no bad news. It can be good news. Glory be to God. God is about all good news. Glory be to God. Two more scriptures. What you do here? Romans chapter 2:5. Of your stubbornness, unrepented heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath. and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Well, that's what I was saying about Moses and Pharaoh. Okay? Moses came with the word of God. Okay? And instead of the word, see, some people you teach and you preach the gospel, everybody not running to the altar. Everybody not running to the altar to give their life to Christ. Everybody's not running to the altar to repent. There's some people going to get worse. And they're going to start hating you because you're teaching it and preaching it. Some of you know you got family members right now. They know all about the word. You've been praying for them for years, and it seems like instead of them getting better, they get worse. Instead of the word of God softening their heart, it hardens their heart. It's like you when you go down to the beach and you take your sand and you build a little castle, okay? And the waters, amen, from the ocean come over that sand. Well, it can knock the sand down, or depending on how it hits, it can make the sand hard. And that's how some people's hearts are. Amen. The more they hear the word of God, amen, their hearts get hardened instead of getting soft. Amen. And this is what this scripture here in Romans 2 and 5 is saying. You're stubborn. Stubbornness is as equivalent to witchcraft, a spiritual. You're stubborn and you're unrepentant. You see how the stubborn and unrepentant go together? Because if you would repent, it would knock down the stubbornness. If you would repent, instead of being hard, you would be soft. But you refuse to repent for whatever reason whatever reason. But whatever reason it is, you're wrong. Whatever reason, you're wrong. Because God's word is always right. And he is not a man and he is not a liar. And his word will never return into him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. And the last scripture I want to share with you this morning, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 33. 1 Chronicles 16:33. And it reads, then the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord. He is coming to judge the earth. That's the truth. And that's what Psalms 1 is all about, beloved. And most of us, we can repeat Psalms 1. You know what I mean? We repeat it. Glory be to God. Some of us have it memorized. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I said that was my last scripture, okay? But y'all know I get two closings here. All right, let's go to Psalms 1. Let's go to Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Glory be to God, okay? They're going to be standing in the great, there's two judgments. You got the great white throne judgment. Right, let me finish reading first. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going into another teaching, but I'm not going to go. I'm just going to give you an introduction because of time. That's what I was telling you in the beginning. One teaching, overlay is the next. Overlay is the next. Amen. So we don't want to overwhelm you with too much information. Okay, but I got to give you this for clarity. Excuse me. Okay. Now, you got to keep this in mind, Bible students. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are, amen, two judgments in the Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have, amen, the great white throne judgment. Amen. Glory be to God. And the second one is, wait a minute. I got to pull out my Bible notes right quick. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. And I will be teaching on this. Amen. Moving forward. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. The great white throne judgment is, that's the judgment, amen, at the end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember I said that Jesus, amen, is yesterday. What did I tell you about the coming of the man, or the coming of the Son of Man? Amen. The coming of the Son of Man and the return of the Son of Man. Amen. Two separate events. One is in the air. One is in the ground. Okay. Glory be to God. The one in the air is the rapture. Okay, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then the one on the ground, beloved, glory be to God, after that 1,000 years, amen, that Satan is going to be in prison at the bottomless pit, amen, then that's the great white throne judgment. All right? So it's two different judgments, amen, and we'll break that down for you as we continue within the next couple of days, and we'll break it down, the two judgments, so you can be clear. The thing is this, glory be to God, we're all going to be in one, born-again believers, the born-again believers, but we will not be in the great white throne judgment. Glory be to God. So give God some praise for that, all right? So now, this is what I want you to see as we wrap this up this morning, all right? Let us go back to our scripture, 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 17. Amen. All right, let's read that. Amen. 17 and 18. Let's read that. Let's close with the same scriptures that we opened with. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? If the righteous scarcely be saved. Scarcely. I looked up the word scarcely this morning. I'm going to give you a short definition of the word scarcely. Only just, almost not. Only just, almost not. By the skin of your teeth. By the skin of your teeth. That ain't the way we want to go in. That's, baby, that's risky business, baby. Baby, that's risky business. When it comes to the Lord's kingdom, baby, we ain't got no time for no risky business. We want to be sure and very sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. We want to be sure and very sure. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul is built, my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We want to be very sure that we've made our calling and our election sure. Almost not. Whew, I almost missed the bus. I almost missed the opportunity. I almost, baby, you don't want to get to the place where you almost miss heaven. See? So what is that? What does all this mean, beloved? That means that you got to be in it to win it. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. That's what it means. Like we asked you yesterday, how bad do you want it? Either you is or you ain't, your tis or your taint, baby. You ain't. It's not about impressing people. It's not about impressing people. It's about having, being in right standing with God. Is your heart right? Have you confessed your sins on the altar? Is your all on the altar? Are you naked before him? Glory be to God. Are you obedient to him? Are you submitted to him? We perform for an audience of one. He's the one that's going to do the judging. Don't worry about your neighbors. Don't worry. Although now, let me tell you now, as we go further, you'll find out that as born-again believers, we can judge. We can judge righteously according to God's word. Sin is sin. Glory be to God. I didn't give you that scripture. I'm saving that scripture for our continuing teaching on this subject. But let me tell you something. When God judges you, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, going to enter into my kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father. What have you been doing? What are you doing for Christ lately? What are you doing? What are you doing for his kingdom? How are you promoting his kingdom? So often we just make it about us, me, myself, I, my family. What about God's family? What are you doing of value for God's kingdom? Something as a memorial, an inheritance, amen, to be passed down to the next generation. What are you doing? Something to think about, ain't it? Something to think about. Beloved, don't be found on the scarcity list. I was talking with somebody last night. They said, well, God already knows the ones that's going to heaven. Their names are already written. I said, yeah, you're right. The names are already written. Before the foundation of the world is written. I said, but let me show you another scripture where the names were erased. People are teaching this lopsided gospel, giving you half truth, sugarcoating half side of the cake. Baby, you got to be in a full gospel ministry. It's going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because Jesus is the truth. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, okay, this is your first step. You got to take that first step, okay? You can't take the second step until you take the first step. You can't try to skip any steps. You must be born again. To be born again, you can believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. It's simple as that. It didn't talk about going to nobody's church, putting on certain colors and all that and all that and all that. Okay? No. That ain't where we starting. We're going to start by you giving your heart to Christ right where you are. Maybe you're listening right now from a hospital room. Maybe you just happen to have, maybe you're incarcerated with internet privileges. We don't care what you're doing, where you're at, on your way to work, glory be to God, whatever. Amen. If you would stop right now and confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come in and save you, be your Lord, sit on the throne of your heart, rule and reign, and teach you and make you the person he would have you to be, that's your starting point, and that's the best point ever. And it gets better from there. See? It's not the end, it's the beginning of a new life with Christ. Lord, you can live your best life now when you're living it in and through him. It's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. So just do it. Just ask him to forgive you and invite Jesus in. Like, just like that. Say it in your own words. Just mean what you say. Amen? Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. We've been waiting on you. Now that you're born again, okay, we want to be your internet pastors. All right, that's the direction the world going anyhow. Huh? Got people scared to go to church. They think it's going to be a shootout. I shared with y'all yesterday's over the weekend, just a couple days ago. A church, amen, a church that if I called the name, you would know it, got a terrorist threat. Everybody, they said the prayer, took communion, collected the offering, and went home. No, it's not that they was moving in fear. They were just moving in wisdom. I guess they think if they can go in Joel Osteen's church, one of the largest churches in America, and start the shooting, surely they can come in there with them few people. Got people scared to go to church. And we don't know what's coming down. We shared with you yesterday, some of us are going to have to die for the gospel. Some of us are going to be martyrs if you go to the church house or not. See? So you have this influx of people, and some people that are still scared of COVID-19, there's this influx of people that are moving towards the internet, amen, to be fed. It ain't the same, but let me tell you something. A meal is a meal. And there's no time and distance in the spirit. Reach out to us here at Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Send us an email at lifewayjesusamen@gmail.com. Let us talk. Let's engage in dialogue. Amen. And we'll be here to help you to mature and to grow into your full salvation. All right. Glory be to God. We will be at the prayer altar today. Lord's willing, 12 o'clock at 9 o'clock, come on, let us pray, and let us pray without ceasing. You are invited to join us. We welcome our visitors. We always acknowledge our visitors first. Maybe you just want to be around some people that know how to send a prayer up. Telephone number is 385-799-9729. Call in at 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Call in at the top of the hour. Amen. And let us pray. Why? Because God is a prayer answering God. Amen and amen. All right. Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you for this service on today. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to you today. Thank you for those, Father God, who was on the scarcity list. Then they're no longer there because they have confessed their sins. And when we confess our sins, you are faithful and just, Father God, to cleanse us, Father God, from all unrighteousness and give us another opportunity, Father God, to keep on keeping on. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every spirit of retaliation, we bind, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus, decree and declare and declare and decree. Amen. That Satan is defeated, darkness is destroyed, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Always my pleasure to serve the Lord and in his kingdom. Amen. Everybody walk in the blessings today. Amen. Because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Apostle Alfreda Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Grace and peace. Amen. Be unto you.
Jesus.